With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While insisting the Trump administration will not defy a judge's order on deportation flights, Border Czar Tom Homan says the administration remains committed to its agenda of making America safe again. And in line with that, a flight of almost 200 Venezuelan illegal aliens, including some alleged gang members, has landed in Venezuela after being deported by the Trump administration.
This is the first flight in weeks, and it brought 199 Venezuelans home. President Nicolas Maduro had stopped accepting deported Venezuelan nationals a month ago after the Trump administration accused him of failing to cooperate on its anti-immigration policies. On Saturday, the impasse was resolved, but US planes had to drop the Venezuelans in Honduras. From there, they were flown to Caracas. Some of the deportees were seen celebrating with their hands in the air.
The BBC's Simon Hancock. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. and Russian negotiators meeting in Saudi Arabia. They're discussing a proposed partial ceasefire for Ukraine.
Trying to thresh out the technical details of what they can salvage from these ceasefire talks. The Russians are most interested in the Black Sea, the shipping lanes and their ability to export their own products through the Black Sea. The Ukrainians are so far fairly upbeat about this. Once the talks with the Russians are finished, they're going to have another meeting with the Americans, and then they will return to Ukraine. These won't be the last talks. It's just a beginning, so delegates have told us.
And that's the BBC's Frank Gardner. A spokesman for the Danish National Police Force says it has sent extra personnel and sniffer dogs to Greenland as the island steps up security measures ahead of a planned visit this week by a U.S. delegation that includes Second Lady Usha Vance. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide surging in Belgium.
The small country legalized the practice in 2002, and ever since, more and more people have been taking their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 4,000 people accessed assisted suicide in 2024 in Belgium, and the practice now accounts for almost 4% of all deaths in the country. In every place where it has been legalized, assisted suicide has seen greater and greater use each year. 9 U.S. states have legalized it so far. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Yeshiva University in New York has agreed to recognize an LGBT student club after years of legal disputes that at one point reached the Supreme Court. The iconic Jewish school says it has reached an agreement with the students to end the litigation and will officially recognize the club, which will operate in accordance with the approved guidelines of Yeshiva University's senior rabbis. The club, in a separate statement, confirmed the agreement with the university. This is SRN News. A hair-pulling incident gets a high school football coach fired.
An incident of hair-pulling caught on video going viral. Jim Zullo, the coach of the girls' high school basketball team at Northville Central in the Adirondacks in upstate New York, pulling the ponytail of his star player, Haley Monroe, after their team lost the Class D state final Friday night. The 81-year-old coach quickly fired, then issuing an apology Sunday, saying, "I deeply regret my behavior. I want to offer my sincerest apologies to Haley, her family, our team, the school." Julie Walker, New York.
Opening statements are said in the bribery trial of Nadine Menendez, the wife of prison-bound former Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. The 58-year-old Nadine was originally scheduled to go to trial last year along with her husband, but a breast cancer diagnosis surgery led to a delay. More details at SRNnews.com.